Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little breaking NFL news from Ian Rappaport. I'm only mentioning it because it does involve a local San Diego athlete.
Local connection.
You know I love the local connections.
Nobody loves it more.
Ian Rappaport reporting that the Washington football team going to part ways with quarterback Alex Smith.
Bummer.
He had a big cap number, and they are just going in a different direction. Obviously, tough one. You know, he worked so hard to get back, and great story last year as he got him back onto the field and helped him push to the playoffs last season. His numbers weren't, you know, like through the roof good, and at some point you do need to move toward the future. Now, does he have value for any other team out there? I don't know. Having played for Washington, that was certainly the ideal spot for him last year. Is he going to continue his career? Will he announce his retirement? Nothing to be ashamed of if he does.
But, I would love to talk about that in football season.
You don't want to talk about that right now?
Face. How about shutting down all football topics?
Peter King nugget this morning.
Oh, okay.
That he says football. It's almost a done deal. The 17th game going to be added.
Ooh.
For the 2021 season, and it'll be a interconference game. So like a first place team, like the Chiefs would play the Packers, like first versus first,
okay.
Second versus second. So a lot of marquee games being added to the schedule with that 17th game.
But if you're already wrapped up like your playoff spot, which you usually are, do you care?
Well, it's not necessarily going to be the 17th game. It'll be somewhere during the season. There'll just be a total of 17.
So the last game will be a turd. The last two games.
The last game is a division game. You always play a division game because those are the ones that tend to be most important because they can swing things, you know, with a win and a loss. It swings the standings the most.
I wonder how the players feel. Probably not good. They've never really wanted this. And again, something we will talk about in football season.
Right, which is still a few months away.
Right.
Totally get that.
Because now it's baseball season.
It is, which means we have a lineup for you, and we'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so the Padres fell to the Mariners yesterday 5-4 in the Cactus League opener. They were actually the road team at the Peoria Sports Complex yesterday. They will be the home team for the first time this afternoon when they take on the Chicago Cubs. And with your first home lineup of the year, here is Stephen Woods.
Oh, leading off, designated hitter, which doesn't exist in the National League except in spring training for now, Tommy Pham. Eric Hosmer in the two-hole at first base. Ha-Sung Kim at shortstop today in the three-hole. He put one to the wall yesterday, first pitch he saw. Victor Caratini will clean it up behind the dish. Nick Tenielu at third base. Did I do that right?
Tenielu. Non-roster invitee, career minor leaguer.
Yep.
Nick Tenielu, 28 years old. Had a really good season at Round Rock in 2019. Never made the big leagues, though. Not really a prospect once you're 28 and you've never made the big leagues.
Breathing down Manny's neck, getting the start at third base today. Jorge Mateo, who dropped a bunt down yesterday and beat it out in center field. Guy that I'm interested in seeing more of. You've got C.J. Abrams at second base, which is just awesome. Robert Hassel III will get the start in right field. Tucapito Marcano, close enough, left field. And Chris Paddock on the bump. The sheriff has come calling.
So
we'll see.
Eric Hosmer will play today after he didn't play yesterday. Jace Tinkler was kind of asked, well, Why not Hosmer? You pretty much started all the other, you know, regulars yesterday. And Jace Tingler said, well, there's a rule in training that you need to play, I think it's like at least three or four of your kind of quote-unquote regulars for every game, just because, hey, there are paying fans that come to see this, and you can't just stack a minor league lineup. So we had to hold back a guy or two for tomorrow. We don't want guys playing a lot of back-to-backs right now, so we had to hold someone back for tomorrow, and Eric Hosmer was the guy. So he's playing in the second game, whereas, you know, Manny and Fernando Tatis Jr., they played the first game yesterday.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. We are not carrying the game here on 97.3 The Fan today, but you can stream it at Padres.com, I do believe, with Ted and Jesse. Tony and Jesse on the call. I'll do that 100 times.
Sure, you're a moron.
Thank you.
You know, it was nice. Uncle Teddy tweeted his best wishes. Like, so good to see Jesse and Tony on the call yesterday. And Jesse and Tony talked about Uncle Teddy on the radio.
Yep.
So I know a lot of people were thinking about him yesterday, not being there. And I'm sure that's even when you're moving on and it was time and you make that decision, still going to be a little pang of, you know, missing out on the first game of spring training, for sure. I guarantee you in about 4 days, Ted's going to be going, I'm glad I'm not here for the eighth inning of this turd that's 11-1, and I don't know any of the players in the game at all.
Let's just call it. Interesting lineup, though, today by our skipper, Jace Tingler. Again, getting Kim some action early. Want to see what he brings to the table. Caratini getting the start for Paddock. That's going to be an interesting dynamic there. Again, Jorge Mateo is a guy. He's really interesting to me. He's got a lot of tools. He's very, very fast. Did anybody else find it interesting that he dropped a bunt down in his first? I mean, used what you have.
Very, very fast.
He's fast as lightning. So don't you, like, that's a good move. I think that's pretty cool.
I wonder if he is the fastest Padre. You know, Tatis is always going to want to claim that honor.
Yeah, they talked about
this
in the
broadcast.
Will
Myers is very fast.
He can be, yeah.
But C.J. Abrams, they say, may be the fastest prospect in all of baseball.
Come on.
So, I don't know if they actually ever do a race. If you were going to test Woods, who is the fastest player in the team, would you just do like a 40-yard dash? Would you do a sprint to first base?
First
would you
base,
do all
feet.
The way around the base? 90 feet. That's the only thing that matters to you in baseball speed.
Well, no, the home to second's pretty solid, too. But that also depends on how you round, you get your cut, you know, the whole thing. So, you know, they're all, you know, Tatis is a really good
base
runner.
If you're a center fielder, straight line speed is important to
get
into the ball. Obviously, you got to know your angles to make sure you're going in the right direction, but that can be very important as well. The Padres have a lot of speed. Padres have a lot of athletes.
They do. They got some athletic players.
They have maybe, and I don't know every single roster, but arguably one of or the most athletic roster in all of baseball.
Yeah, they really do, man, almost top to bottom.
Even the pitchers are all well-built on this roster.
Interested to see what Chris Paddock does today. I think this is, albeit it is a spring training start, we get that. This is an important thing for him today. He's got to start building his confidence, getting it back. If he goes out and has a good couple of innings, I think that's a huge, huge win.
Speaking of well-built, Manny Machado showed up once again looking well-built at spring training and spoke over the weekend on the media Zoom call with Padres reporters. Now, he came back last season. At his first season, it looked like Manny was fine. He was noticeably a little more, I think he called it swole, in 2020 when he showed up for spring training. Didn't say quite as much this time about it, but, you know, it was clear. They were asking the question, what did you do this offseason? You're looking even stronger, Manny.
Whenever you're ready, Manny.
I should have given Paul a little more warning on that.
Just have more time. I guess my body was a lot healthier. Only playing 60 games last year, and not as tired as playing 162. And I was able to, you know, hit the weight room a little harder. But, you know, same workout routine, same plan that we've had in the years past. And, you know, just trying to be ready for 162.
All right, so just
I don't
more.
Know that I believe that. He looks huge this offseason.
He does.
Well, if you're not as tired, you're not. Tony talked about it on the broadcast yesterday. You know, you and Manny's a guy that plays about 155 to 162 games a year. And when you're done at the end of the season, Tony knows he's been there. And he said, man, you are, it's not only that you're physically exhausted, you're mentally just zapped. And if you can go attack the gym, which again, and he mentioned this, if you follow Manny on Instagram, you saw his workouts. He, dude was getting after it every single day. In fact, behind the scenes, when we had Manny and his wife, Yeni on, for our Christmas extravaganza, we had to push that interview back two times. The first time because they were both at the gym. The second time, Manny was in the cages. So Manny was getting his work in, and after 60 games, probably feeling a lot more refreshed than after a 162-game grind.
Now, Woods, the muscles weren't the only part of Manny's body that he worked on in the offseason. A report out there that Manny had laser eye surgery, and he was asked, well, hey, you hit so well last year, over 300, why the need for laser eye surgery?
It helps me hit better. I don't know. I mean, it's just I was dealing with some stuff last year with the lights, just lights, night games. So, you know, I still have the same vision. We'll just see when the lights turn on in San Diego, you know, if I could, you know, make that little adjustment there and if it helped me out or not. But, you know, vision's fine. It was same thing. It was nothing major, nothing different. But, I mean, hopefully it helps me see the ball a little better. I can hit.
Isn't that interesting? He got a little touch up on the eyes. It wasn't, he didn't go from like 2040 to 2020. He said, kept the vision the same. We just needed a little better,
a little
night
tweak.
Vision. Can they do that nowadays?
They can.
That's amazing.
They absolutely can do it.
Amazing.
Got and, nice, bigger, and he can see better.
Yeah, so watch out.
Kenny, the rest of the pitchers in the National League rest.
So great.
Meanwhile, Manny Machado also, there was a report circulating that anytime a new Padre, and there was a lot of them that joined the roster this offseason, was acquired by the team. You know, A.J. Preller swung another trade. That the first player to reach out to that new Padre was always Manny Machado.
Sounds very cancerous.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, you, Snail, I mean, Joe, I mean, all these guys that came in, they're awesome.
Well, they are.
They're great clubhouse guys. And you got to go up to say what's up and introduce yourself. I know we play with a few of them for quite a few time now, but you just got to go out there and just know that they're welcome here. You know, this is their clubhouse. This is the family that we have here. We're trying to create something special here, and you just got to go out there and know that, hey, you know, this is your clubhouse now too. You know, let's go out there and win, be yourself here, and try to just enjoy yourself. We play free baseball here, and we just go out there and have fun. And you know, that's what we do. You know, that's what we do around this in this ball club.
I love that, man. And it, you know, very evident if you watched every pitch of last season, like all of us did. You know, when the trade deadline comes and they add all these new pieces and they just fit right in. I mean, they just fit right in, and that's because of the leadership. And again, I like what he said. We play free baseball here. It's free. You're free to come in and be you here.
You don't have to pay for tickets.
You don't have to pay for tickets. It's free. You can be yourself, and I think that's a huge, huge thing. There's not this Cardinal way or Padre way or, you know, the Yankees way. Like, it's different. It's a different vibe, and you could see that last year with the new guys coming in and feeling instantly at ease and performing right away.
Jace doesn't walk in on opening day of spring training and go, it's my way
or the highway.
Or the highway.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a collaborative thing, and they realize that family aspect is important.
I just want to say, this is not the first time I've said this, but I was at least hesitant when the Padres were rumored to be acquiring Manny Machado. I had some reservations. Minor reservations.
Describe my face to the listening audience right now, Paul, if you would.
It's blank. You're disgusted.
I'm just saying, Woods assured me back at the time that no, Manny Machado is a good guy. He's going to be a good teammate. You're going to love him if he comes to the Padres. I wasn't the only one. We did a poll prior to the signing of Manny Machado.
He lost.
Do you want Manny Machado?
It was a resounding no.
No was the answer from the Padres. So I'm speaking on behalf of more than 50% of Padres. Deny it if you want now. Go ahead and deny that you said, oh, no, I voted yes in that poll. No, you didn't. Or at least more than half of you. No, you didn't. You're lying. You voted no.
It was like 55% said no, he's too mean.
In the poll, he's too mean. I don't want him on the team. Doesn't seem mean to me. Every interaction, everything he said, how he's dealt with his teammates, how he's brought it every day.
Imagine your life.
Not a mean guy.
Imagine your life and your offense and your defense and your Padres fandom without him at third base. You know what I mean? Like, imagine all the things that he's done, all the plays that he's turned in defensively, all the big home runs last year. Imagine your life without that man in it.
He was painted a certain way by national media who had covered him. The only exposure that I really got to Manny Machado on the other side of the country, playing for so many years with the Baltimore Orioles, was, yeah, great player, but mostly the negative stuff is what you hear about. The, you know, the one or two incidents, the run-ins.
It's funny. It's funny, though, because
that's not, you didn't hear about the rest of it. Great teammate, the great guy that he was.
We didn't hear that. We watched Bryce Harper get choked by a teammate. We watched it. We saw it with our own two eyes. We saw him get choked by Jonathan Papelbon in the dugout for not, what, running out a ground ball. He choked him. And everyone that didn't want Manny wanted Bryce Harper. Wonder why.
People just, they wanted Manny Machado to fail.
Yeah, 100%.
But he doesn't. He's too good.
Too good.
To fail.
Yeah, imagine him not as a Padre. It makes me sick to my stomach.
You know who else a lot of people in sports cheer to fail? I think the ball kids have a lot of enemies.
They do.
Out there. You know, LeVar.
Well, it's because of their dad.
LiAngelo, and now LaMelo.
They all seem to be pretty cool, nice dudes.
Well, this is why I'm making the comparison to Manny Machado. Don't hold things that they're not really responsible for against them. You know, Manny couldn't dictate how the media was going to cover him. In Baltimore, he just had to be, he was Manny, he's being Manny. The ball kids are not their dad. Their dad is insufferable. He always has been. But the kids generally have seemed like pretty good guys, pretty good teammates. LeVar has ended up being a really decent, solid player in the NBA now with the New Orleans Pelicans. And LaMelo, I don't know
Lonzo.
If you've been...
You said LeVar.
I'm sorry. Lonzo has been a really
LeVar
good player.
LeVar said
he could
beat Michael Jordan with his hand side behind.
Of course.
Right.
And LaMelo now is clearly a star in the making for the Charlotte Hornets.
Now, I don't watch... this may surprise you out there. I don't watch a hell of a lot of Charlotte Hornets basketball.
Stunning.
Are you shocked? Is everyone shocked? Don't wreck your car when I say that. I don't watch a lot.
They gave him a little time. They finally put him in the starting lineup about 13 games ago.
Benny,
he's averaging over 20 points a game. They're winning games in Charlotte.
Every single night on my Twitter feed is some ridiculous, ridiculous feed that I have never seen before from this kid. Okay? So when the playoffs come and I sit down to watch playoff basketball, as I do when the playoffs get here, he is must-watch television. He is that good.
So the fact that he has been playing so well was noticed by the folks at Saturday Night Live because Dad LeVar Ball, for the first time in a very long time, made a return to the weekend update segment in the form of Kenan Thompson.
That's so good.
Almost halfway through the NBA season, and the front runner for Rookie of the Year is point guard LaMelo Ball. Here to comment is his outspoken father, LeVar Ball.
How you doing, brother? Me? I'm incredible.
Well, that's good to hear. We haven't seen you in a while, man. I was worried with all this COVID stuff that you might not be okay.
Man, I'm perfect. I already got 10 shots of each vaccine. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and my own home remedy, Levaltrex. Oh. It cures herpes brought on by the COVID-19, a.k.a. the macaroni virus.
I don't know about that, but it's been a good year for you. LaMelo is playing really well, your son.
You damn right he is. Yeah. And he's playing for the most storied franchise in all of basketball, the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte, North Carolina. The regional banking capital of the world. Gateway to Gastonia. No mountains, no oceans, but enough humidity to make your balls sticky as taffy.
So you think LaMelo's gonna win Rookie of the Year?
Oh, he's got all the awards locked up. Rookie of the Year, locked up. MVP, locked up. Prettiest hog at the Mecklenburg County Fair, locked up. That means he's got some good-ass bacon.
Wait, MVP, what about LeBron or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Don't talk to me about no Giannis Antetokounmpo. LaMelo has got this. And after he's won, he's going to unite both North and South Carolina into a Super Carolina.
So good.
Called Carolassus. Carolassus, Monster of the South.
So good. Right. So well done.
All right, Keenan, thank you for bringing back LeVar Ball.
Vicky is taffy.
Well, it is. I mean, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have ocean. We have mountains.
Yeah, we got it all.
We have desert. We have lack of humidity. Charlotte just sounds miserable. No
sounds
ocean.
Sounds terrible.
No mountains. Just humidity.
Just humidity. It's like Houston. Just there's nothing. Just humid.
Just humid.
No wonder everybody wants out of Houston. They just want to get out.
Like Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, just everybody. Oh. Everybody's like, just get me. James Harden, get me the hell out. Yeah, I know I opened a restaurant. I don't care. I want to leave.
Did you hear this morning when I was driving in before you started on the show, Damon Amendolara talking about Cal McNair, the son of Bob McNair, who used to passed away and now owns the Houston Texans? I forget which quarterback he was that said, I once went into Cal McNair's office. He had no furniture. He just sat on the floor playing video games on a big screen. And he's now the owner of the Houston Texans.
Oh, my God.
Says, no wonder Deshaun Watson
wants me out of here.
Out of that organization. No wonder he wants out. Plus, it's in Houston.
It's Houston.
Just Houston.
Terrible.
Probably trade him to Charlotte. He can go play for the Carolina Panthers.
The most storied basketball franchise of all time, the Charlotte Hornets. That murdered me. Murdered me. Nah, that kid's good, man. He's really good. Again, I see the highlights. That's really all I need. I see the highlights of his elite passing skills.
You'll see plenty of him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, when we come back, we will take you out to Peoria, Arizona. Padres spring training. Game two today against the Cubs. Andy Heilbrun was out there for game one yesterday against the Mariners, soaking in the sounds, the sights, the smells, seeing the fans. I will get her reaction on the start of spring training. That is coming up next. Ben and Woods, 1 hour remaining on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.